after he died a year or so, her children went out there and got jobs, and that drove her out there.
Uh-huh.
And she's been out there ever since. She had back last summer to see her, so she comes about every 2 years back to see
the rest of her. That's nice. That's nice. Well, tell me about your other brothers and sisters now. What are they
doing? Well, I've got one brother dead now. He died 5 years ago, I believe it is. And my sister, the next one to me, the next oldest one, she's dead. And outside that, there's 13 of us living yet.
And most of
no,
you?
No, 12 of us.
And most of you in Polk County?
Yeah, all of us is in Polk County, all but our sister out in Portland, all.
Well, what do the rest of the family do for a living? Did they farm mostly?
Well, some of them did, and some worked public works.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you all divide up the work when you were children? Who did what?
Well, Lord, we all know our job, you know. We all went to the field and worked, picked cotton and hoed. When we come in home now, we know everything we're supposed to do, you know. Part of us is milk, and part drawing water, and part cook supper.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what job to take, you know.
Well, who decided what job you'd be doing? Was it your father who told you?
Yeah, they'd tell us what we had to do, you know. Mm-hmm. Learned it to us, and then we just know we had to do that, you know.
Well, as you got older, did your jobs change, or did you?
Oh, yeah, we'd change jobs sometimes. Uh-huh. Get tired of one job, you know, and swap jobs.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess with 16 children, that was a good bit of work.
Yeah, ain't that lots of work now to keep us going.
Uh-huh. Well,
Daddy, when we was all little, he didn't have nobody to help him make a one-horse crop, you know. He had to do the plowing himself. So we'd work out crop and then hire out and buy our clothes, shoes, and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we all had to work. We were brought up the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, children back then didn't have much chance to go to school.
Well, there weren't really very many schools around, were there? No. I guess they didn't.
We had to walk about 3 miles to school.
Uh-huh.
Rough or pretty now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, What was the school like? What was the building like? And what was the teacher like?
Well, the nice school I went to is down here at Young's. It is a weatherboarding house, nice schoolhouse, but just had benches in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And our teachers, they just seemed like good folks, good teachers, as far as they know, you know. But like us, didn't know like folks does now.
Well, were the teachers usually people who were from Polk County or Houseman, or were they
from
outside?
No, they just teach them around the settlement. Back then, the schoolhouses is in the country, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
And just the ones in that settlement went to that school, you see.
Uh-huh. Well, how was the teacher's salary paid? Did people contribute to it, or was it a public school?
Well, it's a public school. It's paid by the board, but they didn't make much back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you enjoy school when you were in school?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it what time I got to go, but I didn't have a chance to go very much, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, how many months out of the year did school meet?
Well, we just had 3 months in the wintertime, and then in the summertime, 3 months.
Uh-huh.
But it's in the coming up clouds and raining and everything in the summer, we didn't get to go very much. We had to cross a creek.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get up. All we had to go in is a walking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just had 6 months of school a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't get to go to half of it.
Yeah. Well, what did you enjoy doing most when you were a child? Did you like to go to church particularly?
Oh, yeah, I liked to go to church when I was young. I reckon I liked to go to church about as good as anything I went to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, were the church meetings when you were a child very much like they are now, or have they been changed?
No, they weren't nothing like they are now.
Well, how were they different?
Well, it's just sort of like the schools, you know. They just went dressed old time and common, you know. There didn't, wasn't no styles about them. And back then, my folks didn't have money to hire preachers and things like they do today, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd get a preacher to preach, and they'd try to help him, you know, giving him canned stuff or corn or syrup or something like that. Mm-hmm. Folks didn't have much money to give them back then. Mm-hmm. But we had good meetings back then.
Well, could you get somebody every Sunday? Did the preachers travel from community to community, or how did that do?
Yeah, there'd be a crowd at the church on Sunday, just community church, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're scattered all about. The ones that are close doesn't go to one doesn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'd have good meetings and big crowds.
Uh-huh.
But they'd go back then in buggies and two-horse wagons and walk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they had good meetings when they got there.
Well, do you think the meetings were better then than they are now?
Well, I hardly ever get to go now. Mm-hmm. But they're more up in styles and society now than they was back then, you know.
Uh-huh. But those things aren't particularly important, do you think? The styles, uh-huh. Do you think those things are important?
No, I don't think too much of them.
Uh-huh. Well, are there very many different churches around Felton in this community?
No, there's three over at Felton. There's a hard shell church, we call it over there. That's Primitive Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Methodist church over there. And then there's a Missionary Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Well, which one is the oldest one?
Well, I don't know which is oldest, Primitive Baptist or the Missionary Baptist.
Were they both there when you were a child?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's both there. And Methodist, it's been there a long time, but I never have been to a Methodist meeting.
Well, now, what's the difference between the hard shell and the Missionary Baptist?
Well, there ain't so much difference in them, but a hard shell Baptist, that won't take a member from no other denomination without baptizing.
Oh, they won't? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's
They won't take a letter from another church.
Uh-huh.
And the other churches will take letters from that church.
But they're all Baptists.
Yeah, I know that. It's one of them, Primitive Baptists. They call them the hard shell.
Uh-huh.
Another's Missionary Baptist. Mm-hmm. Well, the missionaries or any other church will take letters from the hard shell church, you know. The hard shells won't take it from them.
That's interesting.
They say they have to be changed and baptized before they take them.
Uh-huh.